paid into Medicare for decades. Don't spend retirement limping. The Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. It's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000.
It's Dave Plyer back with you on 720 WGN. So from radio to television, Broadway to Vegas, Donny Osmond has done it all. Donny has sold over 100 million records over five decades and has received 33 gold records, 18 of them before even the age of 13. Now, Donny and Marie's Vegas show at the Flamingo has been awarded the best show in Vegas for the past 4 years in a row. And they're bringing their show next Friday, November 27, to the venue at the Horseshoe Casino. And joining us tonight is the man himself, and that's Donny Osmond. Donny, welcome back to WGN, my friend.
Thank you, Dave. It's great to be back.
Absolutely. You know, so in the history of music, I was doing a little research here. There's only a handful of artists that have released more than 50 albums. And earlier this year, you just released your 60th, The Soundtrack of My Life. Congratulations.
Thank you. It was kind of a milestone. I was doing an interview not long ago, and the interviewer said, do you realize, Donny, that there's only two people that have beat you, and that is Frank Zappa and Elvis Presley?
Frank Zappa, even.
That's great company to be in, isn't it?
I would say so. Well, I love the album, too. It opens, it's about, you know, the songs you grew up with. And
right.
The first record you ever bought at age 11 was that of Stevie Wonder's My Cherie Amour.
That's right.
And 14 other American classics that I all know have a special meaning to you.
Well, that's the nature of this album. It's kind of like a self-indulging album, one that's really I did for me, because these songs have such great meaning in my life, and they're such standards, and I know that they've got a lot of great meaning to a lot of other people as well, like The Long and Winding Road by Paul McCartney. I don't know if you know the story behind that one, but I love telling this one. I was in France, I believe, 1972, I think. There's a knock on the door. I open the door, and it's Paul McCartney standing there. And he's got his daughter Mary with him, who apparently was a big Donny Osmond fan at the time. And he says, "Can I get your autograph, please?" And he hands me a picture of myself. And I said, he said, "Put it to Mary. She's a big fan." And so I put it to Mary. Love Donny Osmond. I gave it back to Paul. He says, "There you go, Mary." And she kind of squealed. Just thank you very much. And the door closed. And I thought,
that was it.
What just happened? So years later, I'm in London editing a music video at this studio, and Paul's in the adjacent studio, and I thought, I got to go in there and verify this story. Maybe I dreamt it. Maybe I made it up.
Yeah, it's a good idea, yeah.
And so I walk in. I say, "Hey, Paul." He says, "Donny, how are you?" We talked for a little while. I said, "Paul, I got to verify a story." And I told him exactly what I just told you. And I said, "Did that really happen?" He said, "Donny, not only did it happen, but your autograph is one of the very few autographs I've ever asked for in my life."
Wow.
Isn't that kind of cool?
Yeah.
So every story on this album has got a every song on the album has got a story to it. And I put those stories in the liner notes of the album.
Well,
and you mentioned Stevie Wonder.
Yeah.
He's actually on the album with me. I called him up and said, I told him the concept of the album. He says, "I got to be on it." So I sent him the track. He said, "Yeah, most definitely. Send me the masters." And he's playing the harmonica on it.
That's very cool. Wow, yeah. How cool is that? Well, Moon River, which it's an Andy Williams classic. Now, I'm a history buff. We're about the same age, but I am a history buff. So I've gone back and looked at, you know, a lot of content on YouTube and stuff. And I know he was the guy that really showcased you and your brothers on his weekly variety show. But it was Andy's father, is this a true story, that saw you guys on television and told Andy about you guys to get you on his show?
That is actually a true story. I'll give you the full story. Yeah. My brothers, this was before I joined the band, my brothers went down to Disneyland, or excuse me, went down to Los Angeles to meet with Lawrence Welk to see if they could get on his television show. And he wouldn't see them. He was too busy. So my dad, being the great father that he was, he said, "Well, let's make a little vacation out of it." Took my brothers to Disneyland. And they were all dressed alike. And they saw the Dapper Dans performing, the barbershop quartet, on the streets of Disneyland. And they asked my brothers, said, "Are you a quartet?" And he said, "Well, we sing sometimes." And they sang him a song. So the Dapper Dans sang my brothers a song and went back and forth like this little competition.
Wow.
On the streets of Disneyland. Well, they took my brothers into their boss, Tommy Walker, who introduced them to Walt Disney. And so they performed for Walt, and he said, and Walt said, I got to put you on a couple television shows. And that's where Andy Williams' father saw my brothers. And so it really was Walt Disney that discovered us initially.
Wow.
And then Andy put us on his weekly television show, and yeah, the rest is history.
Yeah, he showcased you. And we think of Andy, you know, who passed away a few years ago, so much at this time of year, you know, especially during the holidays. He was kind of, you know, kind of a cool dude. I mean, he was the epitome.
Well, you know,
cool.
You think of Christmas songs, and the quintessential Christmas song, Dave, is "It's the most wonderful time of the year." It's the best Christmas song ever.
Absolutely.
That was Andy.
Yeah.
And a little bit of trivia. By the way, I'm going to be doing Moon River at the Horseshoe Casino.
Oh, cool.
I do a tribute to Andy, put footage of him and my first appearance on his television show. It's really quite touching.
January of 1963.
That's it. I thought you meant that's when we're going to be performing the horseshoe. No, that November 27th, right after Thanksgiving. But another little bit of little trivia, since we were talking about my album, if you look closely at the cover on that album, I'm wearing a scarf underneath my suit. You can barely see it by the lapels. That's Andy's scarf.
Oh, that's cool.
And before he passed away, he turned to his wife, Debbie, and said, I want Donnie to have my favorite scarf.
Oh, man.
So, very
sad.
Oh, sensitive.
How cool is that? How cool is that? What a nice tribute. What a nice tribute.
There's a lot of meaning in this album. A lot of thought went into this album.
Do you remember, I'm just asking, do you remember the first song you sang on Andy Williams' show?
You Are My Sunshine.
Is that amazing?
What is this, a test?
Boom, it was. You won. What did Donnie win, Bennett? What
did
you did win.
The Donnie trivia?
That's fantastic.
You know, the Osmond brothers have another little brother. His name is Donnie, and he's about 4 or 5 years old. He's the littlest, cutest fellow you ever saw. And today, the Osmond brothers, the four of them, brought their little brother along with them. And it seems that he likes my record, so he plays them at home. And the one record that he likes the most is called You Are My Sunshine. Now, the arrangement I do is not a simple one. It's kind of complicated. And he did it for me today. You've got to hear it. Donnie, would you come up and... you've got a jacket just like your brother's, huh? Are you relaxed? Feel good? You're not scared? This must be an Osmond brother toy. I think you got to wind him up and he'll sing a little bit. Now, do you want to sing a song for us?
But you know, your first solo single, Go Away Pretty Girl, followed by Puppy Love, and you immediately, as a solo artist, became a teen heartthrob. You were talking about Paul McCartney coming to your door. I mean, that must have been a surreal experience in the early 70s. I mean, you were all over magazine covers and everything else. I mean, it was boom. You were there.
Yeah. I know what Justin Bieber's gone through.
Yeah. Seriously. No, that's
you know,
totally
true. I guess I was the Justin Bieber of the 70s. So, yeah, it was a crazy time in my life. I loved every second of it. It got a little dangerous at times with the screaming girls, and almost lost my eye one time.
Oh, jeez!
From a fan, and she hugged me and wanted to get my autograph at the same time. So she had a pen in her hand and wrapped around my face and just barely missed.
Oh, man!
But, you know, stuff like that, screaming girls, running away from them, and all that. It was so much fun.
I would think so. I would think so.
Yeah.
Now, I know, you know, Marie had her first single, Paper Roses, in 73. Your duet was Morning Side of the Mountain, I'm Leaving It All Up to You, in 74. And just 2 years later, Donnie and Marie premiered on ABC.
Boy, you got your trivia down, don't you?
Well, it's awesome. And I know with Sid and Marty Krofft, that was like a big production. You know, they were doing all kinds of crazy stuff in the 70s.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And you could see it on the show. It was
you
fun.
You definitely could. And unfortunately, there's two sides to this, fortunately and unfortunately. It really left me with a very silly kind of image, because that's what the Donnie Marie show was. I was the fall guy. Marie stayed classy. But it was the Sonny and Cher kind of a thing,
you know?
Yeah, it was. And... So it was huge. I mean, it gave me such notoriety worldwide, but it also gave me an image of being kind of silly and stuff like that, which, you know, in a way I am, but there's such a sophisticated side to me as well. But a lot of guys just really got turned off. The girls loved me, but the guys just hated my guts until later on. You know, we all grew up a little bit. Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat came out.
Right.
The Broadway music, Soldier of Love, became a huge hit. And the Vegas thing completely turned everything around. So I have just been so many different places and so many different careers in my life that I look back and get tired.
Well, I would think so. But, you know, you think about it back then, though. You know, from all those early years in the 60s and the 70s, though, what do we have, 3 channels, 4 channels? And
yeah.
So, the social media of back then was talking the next morning by the water cooler about the great shows that you saw the day before. So, you know, this was all in an era way long gone by.
Let me give you an example of that.
Yeah.
This is quite timely because Star Wars is coming out.
Yeah. Oh, you did that. I remember you.
1977.
Yeah.
George Lucas realized the power of the Donnie and Marie show.
Yeah.
We debuted on television Star Wars.
Yeah, I remember that. It was like you did.
Do you really?
You did Star Wars. You did Wizard of Oz, I think, with some of the original. No, I totally remember watching this.
Yes, the original Scarecrow.
Ray Bolger.
Yeah, yeah. Ray Bolger, he was on our show, the original Scarecrow, and played the Scarecrow. And Lucille Ball was the Tin Man, the Tin Woman.
I totally remember that. I
was the guy in the I was the
Oz.
Wizard.
You were
I
the
was
Wizard,
Oz.
Yeah.
Excuse me, yeah.
Okay. Well, I, but with Star Wars, I remember that too. I mean, you guys were at the cutting edge of all this stuff at the time too.
Well, think back. This is before MTV became popular in the 80s and all that stuff, and of course before Entertainment Tonight and all these magazine shows that were on. So we were the last real variety show that was extremely popular. So we were the ones that they'd come on the show and debut their singles and all that kind of stuff. It was a whole different era back then, but that was the last variety show, really.
It really was. We'll stick around more with Donny Osmond next on 720 WGN. My Sherry Mo, pretty little one that I adore. Stay player on 720 WGN. We're talking to Donny Osmond about his 60th album and the Donnie and Marie show coming to the venue at the Horseshoe Casino. You've really done it all, Donny. I saw Joseph on Broadway. I watched you host Pyramid.
Oh, I love that.
That was a lot of fun. You had a great time. I could tell you had a great time.
You know, my greatest moment of that was Dick Clark did it for like 17 years.
Yeah.
And we had one episode where he came on as my guest.
Yeah, that was great.
I was so cool. And I also did a whole week's worth of radio personalities. I don't know if you remember that one, where all these radio personalities from all over the country came on and competed.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. Plus, I remember you guys did a talk show. You and Marie did a talk show. And I remember seeing, like, Barbara Eden and Larry Hagman. Like, you had a lot of classic, like, it was a lot of great vintage throwback stuff on that show, too. And I think that
great
was.
Great reunions.
Oh, there was some great reunions on that show.
Yeah. You know, Sony came back after it was canceled and admitted to me. They said, we made a huge mistake.
Oh,
when we canceled it.
Yeah.
Because it was going to be, daytime television was going to be Regis and Kathy Lee in the East and Donnie Marie on the West. That's where it was headed. And the Bean Counters came in and thought they could make a little more money by canceling us and taking our time slots. I mean, it's a long, drawn-out story.
Yeah.
But they made a huge mistake.
It was a fun show. That's what's it's kind of was a precursor to what Ellen is today.
On our talk show, Christina Aguilera, Britney Spears, we debuted her on the show. Blink 182 came on. I mean, the gamut of music we had on there.
Yeah. But more albums, more Broadway, and then 2008 comes Vegas, and now you're bringing your show to the venue at the Horseshoe Casino next Friday. And for those who haven't seen your show in Vegas, and I have been there, I've seen it in Vegas, tell folks what they're going to see.
Well, it's pure variety, isn't it? I mean, the fact that we do so much dancing and so much singing, and there's a lot of multimedia involved. It is the beginning of our Christmas season tour. And so we do bring a lot of elements from Las Vegas, but it's definitely a holiday Christmas show.
And that's cool. So, I mean, you're going to get a lot of your favorites in here, a lot of the stuff that you're used to.
And you got
to
do the hits.
Yeah, you have to, absolutely.
You got to do the hits because, you know, Dave, people want to hear the Poppy Love and the Paper Roses and One Bad Apple, all that kind of stuff. So we touch upon those things a little bit just to acknowledge them. But it's definitely puts you in the holiday spirit.
Now, I saw Marie. Marie's very involved with the Children's Miracle Network, and I was
correct.
A fundraiser here in Chicago and got to talk to her for a little bit. And I said to her, I walked up to her, and I'm sure she's heard this 7 billion times. I said, you know, I'm a little bit rock and roll. And she looked at me like, oh, my God, how many more times am I going to hear that from somebody? It's like a bad pickup line.
I mean, you know,
40
you know
years
something?
Later.
This is part of our life. And, yeah, she does hear it a lot. I hear it a lot, too. Yeah. But I kind of love it because it really is our signature song. In fact, I'll take it one step further. My wife and I started a brand called the Donny Osmond Home Brand, Home Furnishing.
I saw that on your website.
So January, it's all across the country. We're coming out with two lines, a city and country, kind of like rock and roll and country.
Perfect.
To hold two different lines of furnishings, and it's going like crazy.
That's awesome.
So I love the country rock and roll thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't care what Marie says.
That's great. That's great. I was like, oh, boy, I said the wrong thing here. and here's something else I read about. You know, congratulations on your newest honor. You and Marie are being cast in Wax for Madame Tussauds. And how
it's
cool is
unbelievable.
That?
Unbelievable. It's so cool. The process is so tedious and meticulous. They just take a caliper to every part of your body, basically. Well, with exception, obviously.
of course.
We don't want it completely anatomically correct.
That would grab a big audience, you know what I'm
exactly.
saying? Hello. Yeah.
But, you know, my favorite line about that whole thing is that after it's all done, and they're going to be displayed in Las Vegas, after our show, I'm going to sneak in every night because Marie's wax figure has a wick on it, and I'm going to light it.
Nice. Fantastic. Oh, that's great. That's great. But this process, you said this process, it's got to be, you know, is it 4, 5, 6 hours? I mean.
Oh, at least, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, they're so meticulous. They look at the color of your eyes. They look at your fingernails. They look at your teeth. They look at the color of your hair and your eyebrows and eyelashes, and they match it exactly.
Yeah, but to be immortalized in wax like that, I mean, that is a major tradition, and that's a very cool thing to have done.
Well, one night I'm thinking about swapping the wax figure and just standing
yourself
and just scare people.
I dare you. I love that.
Well, you don't have to dare me. I've already dared myself, and I'm going to do it. I've already got permission from the Madame Tussauds people.
That's fantastic. That's fantastic. And I know you had some, you know, I know you had some surgery done and stuff. Everything went swimmingly well. You feel great. Everything's good.
Well, here's another reason why our show is just not, we don't just get up there and sing a bunch of songs and it's a cute little show. I mean, 2 years ago, I tore the tendon off my bone from my right gluteus medius muscle from dancing. I mean, there's that much dancing going on. Plus, you know, people expect it from winning Dancing with the Stars. They want a lot of dancing.
Yeah.
And then over the summer, yes, I lost my voice. I had vocal cord surgery and had a polyp on my right vocal cord. And a lot of people think you get that if you're singing incorrectly, which is not true. You get those because you work really hard and you're using it a lot. So it's back 110%.
That's fantastic.
Same guy, this is what's really cool, the same guy who got Adele and Sam Smith, Lionel Richie, all these guys back on stage, he's the guy that worked on me. I've known the guy for 20 years, and he's become the world's best laryngologist.
Wow, that's fantastic. I mean, really, and the recovery and everything happened very quickly, too, which is great for you. Very happy.
It was tight. Even Dr. Zeitel said, this is going to be really tight. Be careful, because he wanted a lot more time for recovery. And I said, I got to get back to Vegas. He said, well, just, you know what you're doing. You've been doing this a long time.
Yeah.
Be careful.
Yeah.
And I was, and it's back.
Well, very cool, and congratulations on that as well.
Thank you.
Well, very cool. Well, check out, you know, Donny's 60th album, still blows me away.
Me too.
Soundtrack of My Life, which, again, not only just great, great songs, but great stories behind them, and you can get that at Amazon.com or your local record store. You can catch Donny Marie at the Flamingo when you're in Vegas. And, folks, it's going to be great at the Horseshoe, but if you're ever in Vegas, make sure you go see the show because it is classic
Las Vegas. And again, they're going to be performing live at the venue at the Horseshoe Casino next Friday night, the 27th of November. That's Black Friday. And for that, you can visit LiveNation.com or Ticketmaster to get your tickets.
There's all kinds of information on my Twitter and Facebook.
And DonnieOsmond.com, and you can check out some of those home lines.
Donnie.com, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Absolute pleasure hanging out with you, man.
Good to talk to you, buddy.
Same here. Have a great holiday.
See you, Dave.
All right, much more ahead on 720 WGN.